213 Rock with Hair Egg Melodica on Vinyl Stimes Classic Rock Radio.
Hell yeah, sur la web rock station Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio en direct avec nous ce soir. Mia Wallace, la bassiste du groupe Nervosa qui vient nous présenter l'album Perpetual Chaos. Hi Mia, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I hope everybody is fine too.
Okay, Mia, welcome tonight on 213 Rock. And the name of the Web Rock station is Vinyl Times, a Classic Rock Radio. And thank you for accepting my interview request.
Thanks to you, guys.
Okay, la nouvelle version du groupe Nervosa reste fidèle à ses racines avec son troisième et nouvel album intitulé Perpetual Chaos, disponible depuis quelques jours, soit depuis le 22 janvier, via Napalm Records. Mia, Prika said it was incredible experience to work with this new lineup. She's really satisfied with the final result.
Yes, it's true. It's the same for me because I never experienced something so amazing like working with Prika and the girls of Nervosa with Eleni and Diva. And during my entire career, I never experienced something so excited like playing Nervosa.
Effectivement, ouais, ce disque, il a été enregistré, mais alors d'une manière incroyable. C'est-à-dire qu'il y a eu un nouveau line-up, elle est arrivée en studio, ils se connaissaient pas tous forcément au départ, donc ils se sont rencontrés au studio du côté de l'Espagne, et puis finalement, la magie, elle a fonctionné. C'était une nouvelle expérience, donc, pour Mia, et c'était vraiment très très bien, quoi. Ça, c'est, elle en garde en tout cas un excellent souvenir. And Perpetual Chaos was recorded in Malaga, in a studio, Artenso Now Studio, by Mr. Martin Furia, who has worked with bands such as Invol Invaders, Distraction, Flotsam and Jetsam. And Prika Amaral too also was produced the album and mastered by Mr. Jan Halen from the member of the band Carnation. What hell, what a great team.
Yeah, it's amazing. And also we have to remember also Mr. Schmier from Distraction that sang on Rebel Soul. So yeah. Genocide at Command. This is my mistake because
Genocide Command. Yes, of course.
Yeah, I have to say about Martin Furia, for example, that it's really a good producer. He always managed to make us feel very comfortable, and I would be really, really happy if he will manage to record our next albums because he is the best producer ever.
Eh oui, effectivement, elles ont rencontré une personne absolument fantastique hein, en studio, qui est à savoir le producteur Martin Furia, qui travaille aussi hein, avec Ivan Invaders, Destruction, Flotsam and Jetsam, et Prika aussi, Maral donc aussi, a produit l'album qui est la guitariste du groupe notamment, et puis donc il y a aussi Jan Halen, membre du groupe Carnation, qui est venu faire le mastering, donc tout ça, ça a formé une équipe, hein. Il y a une bonne atmosphère, c'est cool, et déjà, elles ont hâte, déjà, elles l'annoncent déjà, elles travaillent encore déjà sur le prochain, elles veulent garder la même équipe, c'était vraiment top, quoi. And the band worked very hard, but the atmosphere was great.
Yeah, absolutely. We had so few months to do all this work together, but because the chemistry between us was so immediate, we had no problems whatsoever, even though we were in quarantine in the beginning, and then we met physically in Malaga. And it was really like hugging each other, no matter COVID, whatever. We did all the tests, so we were all negative. So we hugged each other and we start to record this fucking amazing album.
Effectivement, ouais. Qu'est-ce qui donne un grand album? En fait, elles se sont tous rencontrées. Elles ont passé des étapes, notamment les tests PCR concernant le COVID. Il y a eu la quarantaine, il y a eu donc le lockdown, etc. Il y a une superbe alchimie comme ça entre tout le monde. C'est ça qui donne un gros album. Hein. Il y a pas que ça donne, en fait, toute cette alchimie, ça donne un super disque musicalement à l'arrivée. Ça motive d'être ensemble. Donc, en fait, elles se découvraient. Donc, elles se sont appréciées et elles ont fait un gros disque, quoi. C'est ça qui est top, quoi. And your first single, Guided by Evil, was released in October 2020. Almost 500,000 views. It's a great feedback from your fans from all over the world. Wow, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, and it's really amazing because Prika told us, for example, that the old fans that they have with the previous lineup stayed. You know that sometimes you can some fans can say, okay, Fernanda is no more here, so we will not follow Nervosa anymore. No, everybody stayed, and everybody was claiming Nervosa is the best, and then we gained new fans too. So this is amazing. We really love these people, and wow, people love us. So wow.
Ouais, effectivement, un super feedback de leurs fans, hein. Des anciens fans qui sont restés, hein, qui n'ont pas quitté le groupe, ils sont restés, ils ont fait confiance à Prika concernant le nouveau line-up, ils en ont gagné aussi, ça a donné un résultat, un premier clip vidéo qui est sorti en octobre 2020, 500 000 vues à l'heure actuelle, c'est le top, hein. Plus avec des gros retours et des super beaux messages qui sont disponibles juste en dessous de le clip vidéo, notamment Guided by Evil, ouais, c'est top. And a second official lyric video on the track Perpetual Chaos out in November 2020, yeah, same vibe.
Yeah.
Ouais, same vibe.
Yeah. It's an amazing video. Are you talking about Under Ruins?
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Perpetual Chaos, the second official lyric video.
Yeah, it was a lyric video. Yeah, it was also, this was amazing because it's also the name of the album, and the entire lyric is really really strong. If you look at it, you know, it talks every lyric talk about a strong argument, like, you know, destruction, suicide, and never give up, and abuses, and I mean everything that is touched by Nervosa is about something that is really strong, you know.
Effectivement, qu'ils ont touché notamment avec des arguments et des sujets très importants, notamment sur la destruction, etc. Le Perpetual Chaos, le second clip vidéo, donc c'est un official lyric video sorti en novembre 2020. Ouais, c'est ça, c'est l'ambiance, hein, c'est vraiment l'ambiance Nervosa. And a week ago now, a third clip was released on the track Under Ruins, okay? It was already 200,000 views, wow, cool. And the clip was recording in Milano, Italia.
Yes, I'm Italian, so this area is really comfortable for everybody because it's like a center of everything, except for Brazil, of course, mm-hmm. But because Milano is full of you know, you can arrive with a plane really easily. There are a lot of
music business. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So we decided to meet in Milano, and then of course I had many contacts here, and Prika also, because she is also Italian. I don't know if how many of you knows this, but Prika is half Brazilian and half Italian, so. Mm-hmm. We organized everything to record a third album here in Milano, and I have to say that the director was super super cool.
Ouais, effectivement, déjà, donc avec Prika, avec son origine brésilienne, notamment son origine brésilienne, et aussi son origine italienne, donc les deux nanas, elles se sont totalement accordées. Aussi Milan, pourquoi? Parce qu'ils ont enregistré le clip vidéo, c'est aussi parce que pour un côté business musical, c'est aussi pour faire des contacts, etc. Donc c'est une excellente ville pour tout un tas de raisons pour le groupe. Donc effectivement, oui, le groupe, le clip vidéo, le troisième s'appelle Under Ruins. Ils ont déjà touché à peu près 200 000 vues, c'est cool, c'est vraiment bien, quoi. And from the opening track, Venonymous. It's a very furious, yeah, it's a very furious track, the first track of the album. It's a very fast and furious track of this new album. We immediately understand the intentions of the band.
Yes, that was the intention, because it was like, okay, this is the new Nervosa. This is what you have to expect from us.
Yes.
And we will give a lot of punch in the face of injustices, and we are really, really, really angry.
Ouais, effectivement, l'album, il ouvre avec Venonymous, on l'a écouté il y a quelques instants, notamment. C'est très furieux, notamment. Oui, c'est que c'est très furieux. Ça montre immédiatement les intentions du groupe. C'est ça. Elle vient de le dire. Expect for us. C'est ça. C'est c'est-à-dire immédiatement ce que nos intentions, les voici. Et c'est le titre Venonymous, quoi. And Schmeier from the band Destruction came to sing on the track Genocidal Command. Wow. And on the track Rebel Soul, we can hear Eric Ake from Flotsam and Jetsam.
Exactly. These two singers are amazing, and I have to say that it was quite, we were quite worried because they have a very different voice from Diva, but as usual, Diva really surprised us because she managed to mix her voice with the voice of these two vocalists in a very, very genial way. Sometimes you cannot recognize who is the man and who is the woman. I mean, she is amazing and these two singers are amazing.
Ouais, effectivement, deux gros chanteurs de métal, hein, notamment, et de métal, de heavy metal, de thrash, participent à cet album, notamment Schmeier du groupe Destruction sur le titre Genocidal Command et Rebel Soul Eric Eika, donc des Flotsam and Jetsam, Prika, donc elle a fait vraiment un gros boulot là-dessus, elle les a managés notamment, elle a bien managé l'histoire, elle a bien précisé ce qu'elle souhaitait, ils l'ont fait, et c'est vraiment cool, quoi. And about the new album, it's a pure thrash and death metal sound, both old school and modern, in its approach and production, and sometimes I feel a Wasp influence on the very first album.
Yeah, but I have to say that there are also some influences from black metal because it's really fast and you can hear also with some kind of riffing that there are a lot of influences in this album, but this is because the new lineup comes from different really different ambient of metal, so all together we managed to, you know, put some kind of style inside of Perpetual Chaos, so I think in a way is more complete than the previous album of Nervosa because it was a little bit before, it was it was really trashy, but only that, you know. Yeah. Now you have different styles in it.
Okay.
I really like it.
Ouais, effectivement, elle se complète, hein, dans les influences, notamment en termes de thrash et death metal, mais elle se considère vraiment death metal, notamment. C'est un peu la combinaison du groupe, hein, c'est ça. Elle se considère death. Il y a un côté old school, effectivement. Il y a aussi une approche, une production assez moderne. J'y trouvais une petite influence Wasp, hein, mais ça, c'est juste un côté regard, notamment. And finally, the new album is 13 tracks for 45 minutes, very explosive.
Yeah, we read also many comments of people like you never gave us a little second of rest, you know. We were listening to the songs and we were like without any breath. You left us breathless, you know. We wanted to rest a bit. We were waiting for a little bit of, you know, slow stuff in the songs, but no, there was pure violence, pure power. That's amazing. Yes.
Effectivement, l'album 13 titres pour 45 minutes, c'est très explosif. Elle a dit, hein, c'est pure violence, pure trash. Voilà, c'est ça les intentions du groupe. C'est ça qu'il faut retenir de l'album Perpetual Chaos. And the metal press in the world talk really well about your album.
Yeah. I'm really happy because for the moment I never heard or saw any kind of bad comment like something is missing or I mean everybody is so enthusiastic of this album and we are enthusiastic too because I mean this is the result of an amazing friendship between us.
Ouais, effectivement, tout son enthousiasme, hein. La presse métal mondiale comme ça, elle a chroniqué ce disque, vous pouvez voir dans les magazines, les Metal Hammer, les Rockard, etc. Tous sont dithyrambiques sur ce disque, tous disent que cet album est très très bon, elle a pas vu de bad comment ou quoi, etc. C'est vraiment du très très bon, quoi. Mia, I hope we'll be to see you on festival, on stage, as soon as the situation allows it, I think.
I hope it too. We are all waiting for this situation will end soon because the real condition when a musician really enjoy the audience is during the concert, so we are crossing fingers and hoping that this situation will come to an end soon, because we want to travel, we want to meet people, we want to, you know, meet our audience and, you know, conquer the world.
Effectivement, elles veulent rencontrer leurs fans, elles veulent rencontrer les gens, effectivement, elles veulent tourner, elles veulent jouer, c'est ça qu'elles cherchent, effectivement. Je rappelle donc, l'album Perpetual Chaos est disponible, hein, notamment via le label Napalm Records, notamment, et puis en même temps sur le site aussi nervosastore.com, vous pouvez trouver l'album. Mia, do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
Yeah, my message is never give up and always stand still, you know, with your chin up and never give up.
Ok, c'était Mia Wallace, bassiste du groupe Nervosa. Thank you very much for this live interview, Mia. You're welcome.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yes, yes, yes. Tout de suite, voici le single Other Runes, Nervosa, l'album Perpetual Chaos. 213 Rock on Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio.
Combine!
Top Cool Mia Wallace du groupe Nervosa. Ouais, super, super. Je rappelle que l'album est disponible. Il s'appelle Perpetual Chaos, notamment. Continuons avec Witherfall, As I Lie Awake, notamment l'album Autumn of Curse, de son présent.